Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys today, and I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivation Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you to dare to dream and to keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. You've just tuned in to another exciting broadcast, so don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Just put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some inspiration and some motivation. And we want to welcome all of you. If this is your first time calling in, you can check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And also, you can follow me on Twitter, and that is at C, Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. You are also welcome to listen in to our show. You can call in at 323-580-5712. And if you have any questions, you can email me at cthemotivator@yahoo. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR@yahoo.com. Our show today is Fight for the Victory. We all have challenges in life, and we have things that confront us, things that we have to deal with it. And how we choose to deal with our battles determine how we're going to win the victory. We have a great guest on our show today, because we are going to take a look at the challenges that some of us face simply by dealing with certain diseases and attacks in life. And one disease that has claimed the life of many has been cancer. But it's not only cancer. There are many diseases that sometimes cripple us in life. But I want you to know, folks, our guest is a winner. She's had to deal with some things in her life, and even with her own loved ones, but has she given up? No. She's still fighting, and when she walked into the studio, I could see nothing but victory in her eyes. She is doing some great things to impact our community, and we're going to introduce her in just a second, but I also want to pay tribute today to Miss Robin Roberts. She is a host on Good Morning America, and Robin had to deal with a challenge in her life. She had a disease that affected her, and she was out of work, but I want you to know, Robin is a fighter. She would not give up, and she is experiencing victory. Robin, we love you, and we want to thank you for being an inspiration to everyone that's listening, and especially to me, Mr. Motivator. I followed your show for many, many years, and you've always been a class lady. You're just great. Your personality, your demeanor, you're a beautiful lady, and we just want you to know we love you and we appreciate you for being a fighter and inspiring us to go forward in life. Now let's move forward with the show. I want to welcome our guest, Miss Patricia McCoy. Not only is she beautiful and is she enthused, she has a message, she has a mission. And I'm going to let Patricia introduce herself and tell you a little bit about her, and then we're going to cover some of her battles in life and to let you know where she's going.
Hello, thank you for that introduction. My name is Patricia McCoy. I am the co-founder of Wawela Cancer Support. We initially started back in 2003 after the passing of my sister, Darnetta Jones, who was the founder of Wawela Cancer Support. Wawela means all is well. I'm initially from Barstow, California, which is a small town in California, high desert. Not sure what much more you want to know from me, but I will turn it back over to the motivator, Mr. Motivator, and let us proceed with the interview.
Okay. Well, you know, I didn't know that you grew up in California, and you said that's Barcelona?
Barstow.
Oh, Barstow, California. Well, I should have known because you speak very eloquent. I love to hear you talk, and I was trying to figure out, where did she grow up at? I don't believe she grew up in the country. But anyway, Ms. McCoy, could you tell us, I know you spoke of a sister, so you if I understand correctly, you lost your sister to the cancer?
That's correct.
Wow, and how long was this? When did this happen?
Actually, it was 10 years ago. Actually, February the 3rd, 2003. Exactly 10 years ago, and not only did I lose, did my sister pass away, but my parents also passed away of cancer, but two different types, my mother ovarian cancer and my father lung cancer. So my mission is, you know, to face this disease head on along with any other disease that may be crippling individuals. And our message that we would like to give to the people is hope is the cure.
Yes. Wow. So you lost your parents and your sister. Bless your heart. Now, if I understand correctly, your husband, you lost your husband as well. Let me make sure I got that right.
That's correct. My husband, he recently passed away last year, August 19th, to pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer. He was diagnosed in March. And passed away in August. So he didn't have to suffer long. That was the wonderful thing. And so with me, the mission continues to encourage others that hope is the cure.
Yes. Well, Patricia, I want you to know I lost a dear close friend who was in my mentor and advisor for many years. Her name was Dr. Lorraine B. Holmes. She was my a college professor, and we lost her last year to cancer, and I was devastated, my wife and my children, because she'd been in our corner for so many years, but I knew that a lot of people have had to deal with those challenges, and when I found out that you were working to fight for the life of people, you're working to create awareness and to bring funds to help doctors find a better cure and to get control of this. I was elated to know that you wanted to come on the Mr. Motivated Show and to share what you're doing. And that lets me know, and I hope all of you that are listening, listen to this. Even if you've lost a loved one or a dear friend to a disease of any sort, their life does not have to be in vain. There is a story to tell, and that's why Ms. McCoy is here today, because she is telling her story, and she has joined forces with an organization that's working really hard to make a difference. And Ms. McCoy, could you go ahead and tell us how all this affected you and why you're so motivated to not give up and want to make things better for others?
Well, like I said, after this organization was founded in honor of my on behalf of my sister, Darnetta Jones, and after witnessing the struggles that she was going through while dealing with cancer, the financial struggles that she was going through, I realized that the average income earner has struggled with meeting day-to-day expenses.
Yes.
Because a lot of their finances are now being channeled through treatment, their chemotherapy, their medication, their transportation, to and from the doctor's appointments. And so that was my motivation. I seen that there was an immediate need that needed to take place, that many individuals were not receiving through the various cancer support groups and missions. A lot of them, they are geared towards resource, but you find very few that are there to meet an immediate financial need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my passion is. That's what my motivation is to just get in there and try to help individuals who are receiving treatment meet those everyday, those day-to-day expenses.
Wow. I like what you said, Ms. McCord, about people having financial challenges. Now, what if they work a job and they don't have a health plan? What can you do, or what suggestions do you have if someone is working on a job that does not have the benefits for them to get themselves checked out, and what ideas do you have to offer them that they can avoid this pitfall?
Well, in the Dallas area, we work with an organization called the Bridge Breast Network, and they help individuals who are uninsured with receiving their treatment. Of course, there's some qualifications that they would have to meet. Being that we're in the Dallas Metroplex area, I only can refer you out to resources that we've connected to. There's other organizations such as Sisters Network that caters to mainly the African-American community, because our African-American community is the main race that's being affected by the disease. Although we're not high in dying from the cancer, the problem is that there's lack of funding, lack of awareness. So what I would suggest is reaching out to local resources such as American Cancer Society. They are a national organization that's there, you know, to direct you in the right direction as far as getting medical need that you will need, medical attention that you will need, and financial resources.
Thank you. I hope all of you have pens and paper, because this is vital information. And you can, if you don't have anything to write with, you can come back and you can review this show today, and you can go to my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com, dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can review this show again and write down this information that Ms. McCord is giving, because we don't want you or your loved one to die or to not be treated because you don't know where you can get help. And if you have friends or relatives, get this information for them. Your life is the most important thing that you have here on this planet. And it's worth it to fight for every moment, every second that you have. Now, also, I heard you mention about the American Cancer Society, and I've always been a fan of the American Cancer Society, because they've been doing great work for many years. And to know that you are working with them and that you are doing some great things here in the community. And as a matter of fact, I know there are some other areas that you want to cover, Ms. McCord, but you have an event planned here this week, as a matter of fact, Sunday evening. And could you tell everyone a little bit about that? And, because I shouldn't tell them myself, but I will be the featured comedian at this event. So we're going to let Ms. McCord share a little bit about what is in store and where it's going to be at. So all of you that want to come out and to support this event, you can do that. And also, I'll be there. You get to meet Mr. Motivator in person. Go ahead, Ms. McCoy. Tell them what you have for us.
That's right. Mr. Motivator will be our key comedian at our celebration, our annual celebration of life. And it's exactly what it states, celebration of life. We come together to celebrate the life of our loved ones, friends, and family, and we just join together to have a good time. Also, we honor our cancer survivors. There's a special ceremony that we honor our cancer survivors, and we salute them for the battle that they had to fight. And we continue to surround them with our support and with our love and let them know that the community is there to help them through their journey. So come out. It's going to be in Garland, Texas, at the Gale Fields Recreation Center, which is Sunday, February 24th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Be the first one there because you do not want to miss out on this wonderful event.
Will they have to pay at the door or their ticket fees? Could you tell them what the details are on that?
It's free admission. Donations are accepted. And basically the donations will go towards our voucher program. And our voucher program is designed in three categories, which is transportation, utilities, and mortgage. So any cancer patient who is undergoing treatment, they will be able to take advantage of that voucher program. It's real simple. There's no red tape. There's no limit, 10-page application process. It's just 2 pages. And based on our available funds, you will get assistance from us. So the admission is free. Donations are requested. So please don't let that be a hindrance to you.
Can you give the name of it one more time?
The name of the location is Gale Fields Recreation Center, 1701 Dairy Road, and that's in Garland, Texas. And the event will take place from 6 p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. You don't want to miss out. Come out and join in the forces. Make a stand. Put your print in the cement.
Wow.
Not the sand, the cement. It lasts a whole lot longer.
I like this. Wow. I like that. Put your print in the cement. And they are working with the American Cancer Society. I am honored to be a part. And guess what? You guys can come out and you get to see Mr. Motivator at no charge. Laughter is the best medicine. And if you are undergoing cancer treatments, you know someone, you bring them out to this event so we can entertain them and they can get a good laugh.
Yes.
Okay? Now, Ms. Patricia, also could you tell us why you decided to get involved and what was your motivation for trying to reach out and help other people?
Well, I really wasn't aware of how damaging cancer could be. As a child, my mother passed away when I was 14, so I didn't know much about cancer. Years later, my dad, got affected with lung cancer. We didn't have much knowledge about what causes cancer and what type of treatments or preventative measures that you could take to avoid or lower your risk to getting cancer. So after my sister passed away, that's what kind of sparked within me that I need to get more educated about cancer. And there are certain things that we can do, such as exercise, change our eating habits that are going to lower our risk to getting cancer. Will it eliminate us from getting cancer? No, but it will lower our risk getting cancer.
Okay.
And I've also learned that all cancers are not genetic. Cancers can be environmental.
Mm-hmm.
It can be based on your environment surrounding.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things that, just finding out that cancer was affecting my family the way that it was, I took a stand and said, I have to put a stop to this. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. It's just not lack of knowledge of the scripture. is not a lack of knowledge of knowing who we are and what our bodies are designed for.
Yes.
And so when I began my journey in my research on cancer, my eyes, my knowledge began to expand.
Yes.
And it began to make a lot of more sense to why certain cancers were going on. And a lot of people aren't aware of these preventative measures that they can take to lower their risk. And it's never too late, even if you've been diagnosed with cancer, it's never too late to engage in these activities.
Wow.
To lowering,
yes.
Combating the disease.
Yes. I hope y'all heard that. Miss Patricia said, it's never too late. So don't you give up. I don't care what the doctor has told you. You got to keep fighting. There is always a chance as long as you don't give up. I like what you said about exercise and about eating. I think, I could be wrong. I know I'm guilty. Some of us don't eat the right things. And you probably saw my comedy video, did you?
Yes.
I know you know this. I haven't been eating the right thing. Oh,
never too late.
It's never too late. Can you give us some vegetables or that you like that you think would be great for people that are good for cancer? Give us a few ideas.
Oh, yeah, you can find anything in your fruits and vegetables section, but mainly, you know, your strawberries, berries, blueberries, you know, anything that's loaded with antioxidants. And one thing that people don't understand about antioxidants is it's a substance that it works by itself while at the same time it's fighting off cancer cells. So its whole purpose is to protect the good cells while fighting off those free radicals and those bad cells.
Yes.
So that's why it's important for you to engage. You know, put down that candy bar, you know, and I'm guilty of it because I love sugar, I love sweets.
Yes.
But guess what? Cancer feeds off of sugar. That's its best friend. It feeds off of sugar, and from doing so, it begins to just gravitate towards that sugar, and it builds and it builds and it builds. But if you begin to incorporate fruits and your vegetables, mainly, you know, they say broccoli is a good source. If you engage in garlic, start putting garlic in your food. It's a good cancer fighter. Avocados. You can go to the website and look. I mean, there's just a list of food. Asparagus.
Did you say there's a website?
There's anyway. You can just Google cancer fighting foods.
Okay.
Cancer fighting foods.
Yeah.
And you will be surprised at the wealth of information that is out there. And it may be something that's in your cabinet right now that you can just reach up and grab and begin your journey to fighting against those bad cancer cells.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. So I take it. I need to get rid of those pig feet in my camera. Well, y'all heard that. The truth will make you free. Well, thank you, Ms. Patricia. I hear you, sister. Thank
all
you,
guilty.
Yeah. And Ms. Motivated has been guilty, but I'm working to influence her. And speaking of looking healthy, I can tell you, when you walk in through the door, I mean, I'm like, this can't be the lady I talked to on the phone. You look like a fitness instructor. I mean, you're healthy. Your body built. I mean, there's nothing hanging anywhere. So, do you work out every day?
Well, to be honest, I don't work out every day, only because of my job restrictions. But I do try to get in and exercise at least 2 times a week. But if you're just doing simple exercises at your desk, if you work in an office, or even when you go out shopping, don't park, you know, I'm sure you've heard of this, don't park close to the entrance. Park away from the entrance. Park further out in the parking lot so you can get a few sets of exercise in. They say don't take the elevator, take the stairs. You'll be surprised at simple exercises, cleaning the house. Sweeping, you know, instead of vacuuming, take the broom and sweep. That's good arm exercise. My mother taught me that. But I do focus on exercising, and I do focus on incorporating fruits and vegetables into my diet. And I stay away from a lot of red meat because red meat takes about 7 hours to digest in the body. So if you have, you know, if you're a red meat eater, I'm not saying stop eating red meat. Just break it down to like 4 8-ounce meat, you know, maybe once or twice a week, not every day. Incorporate those leafy greens. You know, your leafy greens, a lot of us love some greens. And not just that, but your salads. You know, make your salads look really colorful. If you, I've just got turned on to bell peppers, the red, not just the green, but your red, your yellow. Yes, and the orange. Yes. What did you say? Not stuffed. It depends on what they're stuffed with them. But you know what's a great alternative?
What's it?
Is ground pork. It's a lot lighter. Ground pork. It's a lot lighter. You get more texture. It's a lot leaner. And you still get the satisfaction of your meat in that flavor with brown rice instead of white rice. So, you know, you're not missing out on your meals. You're not taking anything away. You're just incorporating it with the more healthier foods.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, if you're using those things, and I'm going to get into it because I almost sent you away from the studio because when they brought you in today, I'm like, excuse me, young lady, are you lost? I was getting ready to send you to another section because I wasn't expecting you to look. You're a beautiful young lady, and you look like you just right out of college or something, you know, and I see that it's really paying off for you, exercising and eating healthy. Folks, this is a serious thing, you know, and we all can stand some improvement in this particular arena in our lives. And I am so excited to have a young lady with us who looks 10 times younger than her actual age. Now, also, Ms. Patricia, are there certain vitamins that you could recommend to some of our listeners and even to myself that may help in this particular area?
Well, of course, you would want to check with your physician before taking any vitamins or supplements.
Mm-hmm.
But for myself, it's just a simple multivitamin.
Okay.
I also like to take flaxseed.
Okay.
It's actually the pill form.
Uh-huh.
That's really good for your heart, your cholesterol, keeps the heart pumping. And one other is your garlic. Garlic is really good for high blood pressure. And so those are some of the things that I really don't take a whole lot of supplements, but those are two of the supplements that I take regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is called Acidophilus. Acidophilus, yeah, you've heard of Acidophilus. It tends to kill off the bad bacteria in your body. And it's in a pill form. You can get it at any health food store. But Acidophilus can also be found in yogurt. Your yogurt. So if you're a yogurt lover. Oh, see that? So if you like yogurt, then that's where you can get your Acidophilus. It's going to kill off all the bacteria. The key point is cleansing your body of toxins.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not a pill person, you know, and you don't like to do your multivitamins, then you may want to try juicing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you may want to try juicing. And I hear that there's this really great tool that's out there called the bullet. Everybody's been doing the bullet where you're juicing and it's just like juicing on the go. You juice your fruits and vegetables. They have all types of different recipes. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to take those pills. You can take up juicing, you know.
Okay. Now, Ms. Patricia, another thing, your hair is beautiful. It's black and shiny. And I hope I'm not putting you on the spot. That looks real. It doesn't look like a weave or anything. So, are there certain foods or vitamins that make your hair look this great? Or is it just natural?
I'll tell you, Mr. Motivator, he is just full of surprises. You just don't know what's going to come out next. Well, one thing that I did, and I haven't taken it in a while, which I would recommend to anyone, is Tahitian noni juice. I swear by that. Tahitian noni juice, the awesome thing about that noni juice, and it is natural. Yes, it is natural. No chemicals. But that Tahitian noni juice gets into your body, and it works on all different cellular levels. Because if you're cleansed on the inside, it's going to reflect on the outside. So that's what, I mean, that is what I've used in the past, yes. And I'm getting ready to get online and get another bottle of Tahitian noni juice. When I started taking that, I started noticing a lot of changes, yes.
Well, you know, I was thinking, Miss Patricia, Deacon Roy, some of the people sometimes, they behind Deacon Roy, they whispering Deacon Roy needs a Tic Tac. Now, hey, y'all, it's just a joke, but... What, Miss Patricia, what could Deacon Roy use to help tone down his breath?
I'm beginning to feel like Dr. Oz over here. But believe it or not, I'm glad you asked that. Now, chlorophyll is a liquid form product that you could get at any one of your health food stores or like the vitamin shop. And believe it or not, it's good for problems with your breath. And you kind of caught me on the spot with that, but my husband and I, when he was going through his treatment, that was one of the things that we would drink was the chlorophyll, because chlorophyll pretty much has the same properties as our blood system, our blood cells have. The only difference is, I can't remember the name of the component that is just slightly different than the human red cells, and I just can't recall the name of it. But it helps the blood flow through our body, regulate the blood flow through our body. But one of the things that it mentioned on there is that it helps control bad breath. Chlorophyll, C-H-L-O-R-P-H-Y-L-L, chlorophyll.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I hope y'all took notes of that. And Deacon Roy, you need to go ahead and get you a case of that. Okay.
And don't forget to mix it with orange juice. You definitely want to tone down the taste because it doesn't have a pleasant taste.
Wow. I'm going to buy some after we leave the studio today because I know some people, they need deliverance in that area. Okay. Now, Ms. Patricia, now, for overlooking, I'm not trying to be a little comical today, but now, my Uncle Willie, after, you know, last week they had a foot washing ceremony at church, and when the pastor was washing people's feet, and he got to Uncle Willie, and Uncle Willie took off his cowboy boots and his socks, people got up and literally started running out. Is there anything Uncle Willie could use for his feet smelling that day?
Soap and water. But on a serious note, and we know the old school that baking soda eliminates any odor.
Okay.
So if you remember those days, you put some baking soda in those shoes and let them pull out that odor. And so when Uncle Willie, is it Uncle Willie? Yes. Tell Uncle Willie to get a hold of a box of baking soda. And just begin to put that in his shoes. So when it's time for foot washing ceremony, he is fine. Now, it might be some white powder on there, but let him know that it's not leprosy or any type of drug. It's just baking soda. He's just trying to help him out.
Well, thank you, Ms. Patricia. Would you have a question? Go ahead.
What would you use if you get skunk?
Oh, now, there are a few people that live out in the country, and, they deal with real-life skunks. And what could a person do if they get tasered by a skunk?
I've never been tasered, but I've heard tomato juice was the best remedy. Is that true? I've heard that tomato juice, soaking in tomato juice, was the best remedy. That's a hard odor to get rid of.
Okay, well, thank you. It's good to know that. And if I see one of them with their tails hiked up in the air, I'm going to make sure I get as far as I can away. Now, as far as children dealing with this, and there are a lot of children that sometimes have to deal with cancer. What can we do to help our kids, and how can we encourage some children that may be going through a situation like that?
Well, I'm glad you asked about that. For the last 3 years, we have been visiting children's medical center here in Dallas, which is it's the cancer ward. And amazingly, the children tend to handle dealing with cancer a lot better than adults. I was so touched by from the youngest, I think she was a year and a half, to the oldest, which was like 17 years old. And each one of them just kept a positive attitude. And I believe that would be that's the main key, is your attitude towards the disease. And a lot of them have come out in remission. But one of my friends, her 3-year-old son, he just recently passed away last year, December, to leukemia. Now, I know that the research, the stem cell research, that was a big controversy during the elections about stem cell research, and I am hands down for it. You know, a lot of people were getting upset because they felt like that it was morbid. Yeah. That they were taking stem cells out of, you know, deceased children. I'm on board with it simply because those stem cells, they can take the stem cells from a healthy child and infuse it into a child that is battling with leukemia or cancer, and that could instantly set that child in remission.
Wow.
Now, the 3-year-old that passed away, they used the stem cell on him. When he was 2 years old, he went into remission, but then the cancer came back in another location. And that's the tricky thing about cancer, is it has a tendency to what they call metastasize, and it will branch out from its original place, and it can attach itself and lay dormant on another organ for years and not surface until years later. But the awesome thing about that stem cell, it was able to save that baby's life for another year and give the family joy for another year. And so I hands down support the stem cell project. I'm not pushing it off on anybody, but that's just what I believe. But with the children, their attitude is just really what makes a difference in their treatment, you know, as far as combating. I have 3 grandkids, and they're at home waiting for me right now. They're helping me with tomorrow's event, and they are so excited that they can be a part of raising awareness. I mean, they ask questions. What is this? Well, where can cancer, what does cancer look like? These are questions that 3- and 8-year-old, my 3-year-old, what is cancer? What is that? What does that ribbon look like? What does that mean? What does that color mean? You have all different kinds of questions coming from these young kids. They want to know, too. They want to know just as well as the adults. I think they want to know more than the adults.
You're right, Ms. Patricia, and I really appreciate and value what you and your organization are doing to reach out not only to adults but also to the children. And one of my colleagues, a former educator like myself, a few years ago, dealt with a situation with his son. His son was only, I think, 4 years old, and we would go to the Children's Medical Center, to Children's Medical Hospital, to visit him here in Dallas. And the young man passed away, and my friend was very hurt, and his family, it was the saddest thing, and nobody knows. But one thing, I was excited, the Make-A-Wish Foundation sent them on a trip, and they got to go, the whole entire family. and everything, whatever we can do, you're right. If we can extend that child or that adult's life for another year, 5 years, it doesn't matter. If we can do that for the family, it's still good. It's still a blessing. And what I'd like to do right now, because I know it takes money for you all to these people to do things, to buy things for them, I'd like you that are listening, I want you to take your checkbooks and make some donations to a worthy cause, to a worthy organization. Miss Patricia, could you tell them, our listeners today, where they can mail their checks, what they can do to help you and your organization extend this work and to reach more people?
Sure, and you can visit our website at www.wawella, and that's spelled W-A as in apple, W-E as in Edward, L-A as in apple, .org, www.wawella.org. Or you can mail your check to 6905 Silver Lake Drive, and that's here in Rowlett, Texas, 75089. If you have any questions, please reach out to us via email, or you can contact me at 469-855-9707. If you visit the website, our email address is on the website.
Okay. Now, do they make the checks out to Wawella?
That's correct.
Okay, did y'all get that? Let's get behind Miss Patricia and her organization and help them help others. I mean, she just really lifted up everyone here at our set today, at our studio when she walked in, and we're still getting people passing through because she has so much enthusiasm, and you know she's a lady that's on a mission. Is there any other particular area, Miss Patricia, that you think awareness needs to be brought to for some of us that are dealing with this or may end up dealing with this on down the road? Give us some areas that need to be we need to be enlightened on.
Well, I want to say November, yes, November, Cancer Treatment Centers of America from Tulsa, Oklahoma, came down and conducted a 8-hour seminar, free seminar, on how churches are, there's very few cancer support groups in churches. They did a survey, and it came back that the percentages of churches that support cancer patients that are going through treatment were very, very minimal. So that's one key thing that I would say. I know a lot of us are Christians, a lot of us are believers, but we need to participate in raising awareness. A prayer is good, but education is even better. And so what I would, as an answer to your question, I would say check out the website. Go on the website, look up, Google cancer effects, just not cancer, but all debilitating diseases.
Yes.
You know, it's time for us to take back our health.
Yes.
It's time for us to take back our health and stop giving away our wealth.
Yes.
And this is going to be a whole nother interview. Yes. I don't want to go into that.
Okay.
But if you take back your health, those $30, $40, $50 co-pays that you're giving to the doctors, you can put that back in your pocket. And so that's one thing a lot of people don't take note to, is when you get sick, don't be so in a rush to go to the doctor. Why don't you take time to evaluate what you're putting into your body to cause you to be sick? So one of the things that I would highly recommend is that our churches get more engaged and raising awareness and surrounding our cancer patients that are going through this journey, and let them know that they're not going through it alone. Let's hold some seminars at our churches.
Okay.
Let's bring some guests in from cancer treatment centers, places like Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Let's bring them into our churches and have them educate us on the importance of cancer awareness.
Thank you, Ms. Patricia. I really like what you said. Pastors, rabbis, priests, all of you ministers, laymen that are listening, let's get busy to support this cause. Let's have more cancer seminars. Let's do things to help people that are fighting in this particular area, because we want them to win the battle. I want to thank you for making us aware of this and making us aware of organizations that could do more. And I mean, this is such a delight for me, because there's always more than we can do. And I know you have some goals with your organization that are set for right now. And could you share some of your right now goals? And we would like to hear some of your long-term goals that you have for your organization.
Well, right now the short-term goal is just getting our voucher program, our funds built up so that we can help out more families. Our long-term goal is right now with the economy, the way that it is, you have unemployment is high. We want to be in a position to where we can create jobs, where we can plug in to distributors or some of these small businesses and begin to create jobs for our younger generation. So we can create jobs for the average income earner who was working at one time but is now disabled, so now they have limited funds. We want to create, not create, but we want to bring out the best in entrepreneurs. Everybody has an entrepreneur spirit. And so our long-term goal is to plug into that so that if you're unemployed, if you're disabled, that does not mean you are not self-sufficient. You will be able to provide for yourself. So if we can plug in and network with some of the existing organizations that are here that can give you the skills, give you the tools, send you on the road to start your own business, I think that that will be a great, great plug-in to help lower unemployment.
Wow.
That's what the long-term goal is.
Wow. Well, Ms. Patricia, I love what you said. Now, that's a plan. Now, I would like for you to do a future show with us, to come back and to give us more details about these businesses and how people can get involved in entrepreneurship. Because some people give up when they're dealing with an illness, and especially if it's a terminal illness, they just feel like there's no hope anywhere. And to know that your organization is reaching out to empower them, to help them get their own businesses, to create money, to help them build their self-worth, that is very, very powerful. And there's no other organization that has come through or been here on the Mr. Motivator Show talking about their plan to not only raise funds to help people, but also they have a plan to help people have create incomes for themselves.
That's right.
Now,
yeah.
We want you to come back. We want you to be the first one here on the Mr. Motivator Show to lay the groundwork for that. And it is my prayer that others will follow the example that you all are getting ready to set. Now, as far as reading, what type of books do you recommend for cancer patients or survivors or people who have relatives in their family dealing with this? What type of books do you recommend, and where can they go to get this information?
Well, I've reached out to AstraZeneca. They have really great books. There's one called 100 Questions You Have About Breast Cancer. Any type of cancer, if you reach out to AstraZeneca, that's A-S-T-R-A-Z-E-N,
CAAstraZeneca.com. They have a wealth of information. One that I have in my library is what you need to know about prostate cancer, what you need to know about breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, and then you also have the National Institution of Cancer. If you go online and you Google their website, you can order, if you have an organization or you're a church, you can go on and you can order up to 15 items per month, and it deals with all types of cancer. And so that's a good resource center. Susan G. Komen also has a great website where you can go, a resource center where you can go and get information about cancer. And, of course, American Cancer Society. That's where I get all of my literature from. The one that I really, really like is, because my sister passed away of breast cancer, is the 100 questions you have about breast cancer. And then with my husband, I'm currently getting into retrieving more information about pancreatic cancer. You don't hear much about pancreatic cancer, but it is the worst cancer anyone can get because it attacks all of your vital organs.
Could you briefly tell us just a little bit about the pancreatic cancer?
Well, just based on what I know, with what I experienced with my husband, it started off in his pancreas. The pancreas is the one organ that kind of releases the insulin back into your body. And where it's positioned is close to your kidneys, it's close to your liver. And so if it metastasizes from those areas, it's going to attack your kidneys, which means that you can later lead to kidney failure or you'd have to be on dialysis. Of course, if it attacks your liver, which is our filtering system, then your liver is going, it's going to spread just like wildfire. And so when it says pancreatic is just like the worst and it's the most aggressive, it's a very aggressive cancer. Once it's detected, his started out as a small mass and it metastasized partially to his liver. And by that happening, they were going to have to, had he survived, one of the things that he was going to have to go through was 8 weeks of radiation. And then there was no guarantee. And then it attacks your stomach, your intestines. So when I tell you it's a vicious disease, it stops at no end.
Wow. You know, I was thinking of one of my favorite actors. I think it was Michael Landon. He used to play Little Joe in the Cartwright.
Yes.
I think, if I understand correctly, he battled with pancreatic cancer.
Oh, I didn't
and I didn't know it was that severe. Some of the people in my life, or men that I grew up with in church, a few years ago, we lost some of them to prostate cancer.
Right.
Could you elaborate a little bit on that, if you've experienced that with some of your friends or loved ones?
As a matter of fact, I did. One of our ministers back home in California was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and I went home to my brother-in-law's service, and that's when I was made aware of his prostate cancer. The medication that he was on, it made him real sensitive to the outside, and one of the things that he shared with me was this one particular medication. If he was exposed to the sun too long, he would instantly collapse. And so the thing about prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, a lot of people do not die of the cancer. It's the actual side effects of the medication or starvation. A lot of people say, you know, that, oh, they died of cancer. My husband did not die of cancer. He died from a heart attack. He went to sleep. My friend did not die of cancer. He died from the side effects of the medication. So that's why we encourage, you know, nutrition, fitness and nutrition. Because if you begin to flush your body of those toxins, then it lowers your risk of having these kind of side effects. And so it's a really vicious thing. A lot of your loved ones that have passed away of cancer, it's not the cancer, it's the side effects. My mother at 14, it wasn't the cancer, it was the morphine that they just, you know, heavily sedated her with. My sister that has the breast cancer, it wasn't the breast cancer. Her heart just stopped, you know. And so these are things that people aren't aware of. They think it's the cancer. They fear the cancer. No, you should be concentrating on the side effects of what's going, you know, what you're being treated for. And so it makes a lot of sense. When you ask the coroner, you know, I asked the coroner when he came out, and he says, no, it wasn't the cancer. It was his heart just stopped.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
I tell you, Miss Patricia, this has been an eye-opener for us, and I hope that our listeners are taking notes on this today. And, we hear about nutrition and eating right and exercising, but the way you've placed it out here to us has allowed us to see the significance, the importance of eating healthy and exercising, making sure that your body is strong, because we don't know what we might have to fight off of, could be weakened as a result of us taking some medications. And I like the word you said earlier. You used the word, I think, preventive. And basically, you are giving us a preventive and an alternative to saving ourselves from going through a lot of drugs that have very strong and harmful effects on our bodies. I want to thank you for coming out and being with us today. You are very knowledgeable, and I appreciate the work, the hard work. You put a lot of study and research into what you do, and you love helping people. And I admire you so much, because many of us, we have, there's the death of a loved one, we tend to give up and just want to go non-existent. We just forget that we have a life and that there are others. And you, to me, you are an example of a woman of victory. You know, you have fought, and you're experiencing victory because you're taking the bad and you've turned it into a positive to help others. Now, are there any other last words that you'd like to share with us, because we're getting close to running out of time, and I want to give you another last comment, or you can remind everybody of the event again tomorrow.
Well, actually, what I want to do is give kudos to you, Mr. Motivator. I want to thank you for what you are doing in the community. Our voice means a world. You don't know whose life you are touching. And so I want to thank you for your commitment and for your dedication and for even using your comedy to inspire and motivate people to, yes, and he has been such an inspiration to me today on this show. And so I want to give kudos to you, and I say God bless you in your endeavors, and that your reward will definitely be seen in heaven.
Thank you so much, Ms. Patricia. You just really touched my heart up. And I'm on cloud nine. But I want to thank you for being on my show, for bringing this information to bless everyone. And I'm with you on any future event that you decide to do. You give me a call. I want to help you any way that I can. Folks, we're out of time, but I want to tell you right now, you can be a success, but you must dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. Folks, this is Mr. Motivator. Thank you for tuning in, being here with us. We want to let you know we'll be here again next week on another exciting broadcast. I want to thank all of you that are regular viewers of the Mr. Motivator Show, and tell your friends about us. Call, come in, and again, you can follow me on Twitter. That is FC Mr. Motivator. The letter C, as in cow, M-R, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R. Have a great weekend. We love you. And if you're in the neighborhood, you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come out and check out this program that Ms. McCoy has put together with the American Cancer Society to reach out and touch others. Thank you.